The third attribute needed to attain Torah knowledge is arichas vasayim, the preparation, the order of the lips. As explained by the Medrash Shmuel, it means to be very careful while learning to enunciate the words properly, correctly, because in the holy tongue, Lashon HaKodesh in Hebrew, there are very exact purposes to the letters and the vowels and how things are pronounced and many different things that we learn from that. So you have to be very careful in how you pronounce the words. Similarly, this ties in a little bit more loosely to the sphere of the day, Tiferes Shebechesed, the beauty, the glory within the kindness. And this is done in our service of God when we focus on the glory, the beauty that Hashem bestows on the Jewish people, and through that our kindness and our love of God grows. And furthermore, to grow in our own personal love and kindness of God, is we have to be able to delve into, to try to understand and appreciate the beauty and the glory of God. And obviously that is way beyond our ability, but what we can do is appreciate that idea of God which He had given to us, which is His godly wisdom, which is the Torah, and therefore we have to be very careful in pronouncing things properly, in enunciating things properly, so that we can derive all of the great detail and beauty that there is within the Torah. As well as when it comes to our interpersonal relationships, we have to use the beauty and glory within our kindness. When it comes to different people, we should pay attention to their good traits, their good character traits, and deeds, and we can try to beautify them and glorify them and speak about them, and to cause them to spur on their kindness and their good deeds, as well as ourselves. When we do a kindness, we should do it properly. We should beautify it. We should glorify it. If we give somebody a gift, we shouldn't just throw it in their face. We should give it to them nicely and make things look nice, and so on and so forth. And in Emirat Hashem, we should all merit to take the beauty and the glory within ourselves, to use that to spur further kindness amongst Jews and in the world, between us and between God.